Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What we find in our research, the realizing the time is growing shorter, that appreciating more what you're experiencing now, kind of growing like more mellower in the way we measure it by looking at how your perspective changes and how you're less reactive and you appraise things less negatively. You're less stressed, you're less angry. That is exactly on the money for research. Now the contrasting opinion that people are growing more bitter and more, and more regretful with age. And I do know that notion is alive. However, when we've looked at that, and there are people, Carson Roche over in Canada has looked at this and others, what we find is actually that contrary to this idea that older adults have more regrets, it's actually the younger adults who report more regrets. Certainly there are things that happen in life that we're not happy with or that we wish had gone another way. But generally older adults will say that there are things like that, but they're less upset about it. They've come to realize, well, that door closed, but another one opened. And you see this more with older adults and younger. So the first part of what you described is right on what we're finding in our research.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really, I'm actually pleasantly surprised as I get older that, you just tend to, I guess you just prioritize a little bit more like what really matters in your life and you focus on those things and I don't know, it's easier to find happiness, I think. Go ahead.
And I was just going to say that pleasantly surprised also is this tension that we have as a society that no one really wants to grow old. We don't have positive attitudes about aging, which is really too bad because none of us don't like the prospect of the alternative, which is living a shorter life. And as we grow older, and most of the people in society will be able to grow old, we're faced with that kind of dichotomy. We want it, but do we want it? And so we have these ideas that are a negative about aging and that for the most part are not borne out in what we're finding.
Talk about the scope of the study. How did you do this and how do you measure happiness versus sadness or another range of, sure, of more negative emotions? How'd you do it?
Sure. Yeah. This was a study done with a huge group of people over 20 years. So I wasn't there for the first, time that everything was measured, but for over 20 years at three different time points, people were followed and they were asked how they felt. And so they were asked how they felt in different temporal frames. And what I mean is they were asked, hey, in the last month, tell me, how often did you feel? And they were given a range of both positive and negative emotions. How often were you angry? How often were you sad? How often were you happy? How often did you experience excitement? And so they reported what their month looked like on average. We also had them initiate a daily diary. So they were called every night over 8 days. And they said, today, tell me about the emotions you're experiencing. Did you feel on top of the world? Did you feel in good spirits, or were you feeling angry or upset? And so again, they reported their positive, negative emotions they experienced that day. And then we also asked them at the end of that 8-day experience, hey, looking back on your time, how did you feel in this week? And so we were able to see both kind of how your appraisal of what you think you felt and how you actually felt, what that looked like. And then we were able to follow these people over time to see how it changed for them, as well as looking at this huge group of people who were 25 to 75 at the beginning of the study, and to see how their emotions varied, how the 75-year-olds look compared to the 25-year-olds and the 10 years later. And now we have people in their 80s and 90s. and how they experience emotions as well.
Did you find a sweet spot in age where, like a tipping point, if you will, where we start to enjoy the finer things in life as we get older? You know, does that, I don't know if you could pinpoint it. Did it tend to happen in people's 50s and their 40s, as early as their 40s, or was it much later, you know, 60s and 70s, when people generally really started to feel happier about their place, their achievements?
Yeah. And it's interesting because when we think about our own emotions, we think, you know, it's feeling happy. And with, when we study emotions, we look at positive and negative emotions differently because, they're really not as associated as we think in our heads. And what we see most variable with age that changes most is our negative emotions, that feeling stressed, feeling angry, that we see that going down with age. And we see that, and just for the daily negative affect, for example, if you ask someone today, how did you feel? Did you feel stressed? Did you feel angry, agitated, anxious? And we see that goes down until around age 80. So we see the benefits that you feel less negative affect on a daily basis. For positive emotions, we often see the older people report more of those too, or we see no differences in change in positive leveling of positive emotions. But definitely those strong negative emotions definitely go down. So overall, you feel better because you feel less negative. The really strong psychological distress, you know, what we've been studying, for example, what a lot of people have been focused on, like during the COVID, the pandemic, is how distressed people were. And so that distress, that when we followed people in the late 1990s and into the 2000s, we find that distress is strongest for the people in their 20s and 30s. And it really goes down and it hits a sweet spot in the midlife. It's pretty stable. And it does kind of go up at the very end of life.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.